Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Jack Oldrick. Jack is the author of a number of books, including the new one, Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow. And some of that stuff, Jack, is not tomorrow. Tomorrow's already here, isn't it?
It is. The future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. It's frequently out on the edges today.
Low cost. In the previous segment, we talked about MOOCs, Massive Open Online Courses, MOOCs. Folks, if you want to look that up, it's a new way of education. But this time, this segment, one of the things I want to talk about, Jack, is what you are reporting on low-cost, affordable, and distributed clean energy. Now, I know you're talking about things like solar and wind, but I have to say that we're already experiencing some of this. It's not as clean as solar. And it's not as it is pretty inexpensive, and that is the way technology and the marketplace has adopted natural gas. And
right.
Natural gas is cleaner energy. It's less expensive energy. It's disrupted the coal industry, and so I think the way I see natural gas is a stepping stone toward a lot of folks would call the truly clean energies. What do you think?
Natural gas has been an extraordinary story. 7 years ago, no one, to my knowledge, was talking about the idea of America being the largest net producer of energy in the world. And yet it is. It surpassed Saudi Arabia and Russia.
And in the meantime, we have become one of the lowest carbon footprint per dollar of GDP than anybody in the world.
Yes.
And simultaneous with all that.
Here's what I think is fascinating about that story is that what drove that revolution was the creation of new fracking technology and horizontal drilling technology.
Yep.
Instead of just being able to drill down, we can now drill down and then we can turn left, right. It's extraordinary. And my point is that you have to be aware. They, in turn, can drive bigger change, and that's what the natural gas industry is seeing. But my point is, advances in material science, nanotechnology, are going to make solar cells better, more efficient, more affordable. I think that in 10 years, it's not going to be unrealistic for you to have wrapped in a very thin, almost invisible solar cell. You might even have solar windows and possibly solar paint that turns the entire exterior of your building or your home into a collector of energy.
Well, and it's going to be architectural, isn't it? I mean, your shingles, your roof, your beautiful roof that makes your house a showplace is going to be a functioning energy collecting device.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And here's what I think that some of your readers are probably saying, well, solar is fine and well when the sun is out. Good point, but now what we're going to be able to do is battery technology is getting a lot better. The sun and the wind often shine and blow when we don't really need the energy, and we don't have a way to store that energy today. But new game-changing technologies and battery storage are going to be the real game changer.
Simultaneous with all that, Jack, is our energy-consuming devices are becoming more efficient. Look at how much more efficient. I mean, 20 years ago, if you could get 70% efficiency out of a furnace, that was great. Today, you probably got a 98% efficient furnace. Refrigerators, light bulbs, et cetera, these things are requiring less electricity than ever before. And so all of that is converging toward low-cost, affordable, clean energy.
Absolutely. Here's another one, only tangentially related. If your cell phone, your first cell phone from 15 years ago, or your cell phone today on the battery of 15 years ago would only last 10 seconds.
Wow.
Our devices are becoming a lot more efficient, and the batteries are becoming a lot better.
So. Right, right. Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of the new things that you can look forward to, and it's going to be coming from many different sources, not just energy sources, but as you say, energy collection, energy storage, energy distribution, energy consumption. It's going to be a multitude of directions, and which means that here's what's happening right now in the marketplace to a greater degree than ever before, Jack. This is going to create a lot of new opportunity, but for every element of opportunity, every unit of opportunity that it creates, it also disrupts a legacy opportunity, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I speak a lot to the industry, and I say, don't shoot the messenger here. You know, I'd like to paint you a rosy picture of your future, but the world is changing, and you have structured your industry, it's been wonderful for our economy the last
right.
100 years, but it's not going to be the same moving forward, and so you have to let go of the way you've done things in the past
right.
and start thinking about how you position yourself for the future. But
right.
I don't see them doing that, and I think they're going to go the way of Border, Blockbuster, BlackBerry.
Right.
Change is coming.
Well, and you know, we America supposedly has 500 years supply of coal, but within 20 years, maybe 10, we probably won't be mining coal.
No, that's right. But I always tell the audience, 150 years ago, do you know what the leading source of oil was in America?
Probably
whale oil.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
we don't need that.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Hey, Jack, what I need is your website.
Website is jumpthecurve.net.
Jumpthecurve.net. Check it out. Jack Oldrick and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.